Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City, and our guest is Dr. Danielle Milano, and her book is called Skinny is Overrated, The Real Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness at Any Size. Hello, Doctor.
Why, thank you.
May I call you Danielle?
Absolutely.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the book. What prompted you to write this type of book?
Well, my patients prompted me to write the book. I work in East Harlem. I practice in East Harlem. My patients are big. They're overweight. They're obese. And over, I've heard the same question. Tell me what to eat. Tell me what to eat. My patients want to not necessarily lose weight. They certainly don't want to be thin. They do want to be healthy. Tell me what to eat. And the diet books out there are a bit too complicated, too expensive. Just not right, not practical. And so what started as a 20-page handout 15 years ago got bigger and bigger and now is a book. I set out to answer that question, tell me what to eat.
Danielle, there are a lot of books out there, as you know. Books about losing weight, books about gaining energy, books about becoming healthier, books about how to improve your self-esteem. What makes your book, Skinny is Overrated, different from those?
Well, many, many reasons. Number one is that my book is fun. Okay, I'm a storyteller. I tell funny stories. I poke fun at myself as well as a couple of patients, but with love. And so I wanted the book to be fun. Okay. Number two, I wanted the book to be educational. I want people to be able to go out and make their own decisions about what to eat. And so I go through all the big topics. High fructose corn syrup, trans fats, omega-3s, vitamin D, exercise. I also go through some things. If you look at any of the most successful weight loss programs out there and bariatric programs, they talk about motivation. Also, people have to go on eat on a schedule because starvation backfires. So fun, educational. I stress that people shouldn't starve, okay? Starvation diets always backfire. And I think that this book is practical. I do know that many people don't have a lot of money. There are diets out there that are just so healthy, wonderful. Wild salmon, the average person, my patients, cannot afford wild salmon, and I don't think that most people can. So there must be other ways to get omega-3 fatty acids without going out and buy wild salmon. So I think that I'm practical in addition. And so I think I have a different approach. And I make it readable and fun, and I'm not wagging my finger at patients because you don't necessarily need to be thin in order to be healthy. Fitness comes in all sizes. Okay. And so another complaint that I get from my patients is when they go to see the a nutritionist at the major medical center, finger wagging. Leave it alone. You can't put a bulldog on a diet and end up with a greyhound. So people do not choose to be overweight, right? And so I think that there has to be a level of self-acceptance that I hope that I impress upon people in the book.
It is a big problem in this country right now. We know all about child obesity. We're hearing about it on an almost daily basis. I'm wondering, did you think about writing this book just recently, or have your patients been pleading with you through the years? Has this been something that's been going on in your head for a long, long time that you wanted to write this book?
I have thought about writing this book for a very long time, and I actually started 6 years ago, if you can imagine that, and kept adding to it, subtracting to it, more information comes out. And so, yeah, I've thought about it for a very long time because there is so much information that people really and truly do not know what a healthy diet is. Although my book is more than a diet book, it's a lifestyle book. It's not just about what to eat. It's about exercise. Exercise is probably is, I shouldn't say probably, exercise is far more important than what you eat for fitness and longevity. And sumo wrestlers are the perfect example of this. Sumo wrestlers do not develop diabetes until they retire from wrestling. So exercise, aerobic activity is far more important than what you eat.
What's the craziest thing you've heard about dieting? Something that you want to quash in your book?
Starvation. I think that starvation needs to be quashed because starvation diets always backfire in the long run. And I make an analogy. My analogy is that you can't do a big spring cleaning in April and expect your house to stay clean for the next 20 years. You have to do a little something every day. So the same thing with your body. To stay healthy, happy, and fit, a little something every day.
Danielle, give me some tips.
Five quick tips. No soda. We have people who drink a liter or two every single day, and high fructose corn syrup is very efficient at laying down belly fat, the dreaded belly fat. Number two, a dark green leafy vegetable every day. Spinach, Swiss chard, dandelion greens, collard greens, pick it. We tend to focus on sort of high, you know, density vegetables. The green leafy vegetables are especially nutritious for a variety of reasons. So, okay, what's next? Okay, yes. Talking about activity. So find an activity you like, dancing, walking, whatever it is. And most importantly, yes, finding someone you love to do it with. Okay? Women are social. We're not going to go to the gym and lift weights by ourselves, right? So find someone you love and an activity that you love to do with that person.
Well, you evidently loved writing this book, and as you said earlier in the interview, there is so much more and new material coming out day after day after day. I would assume there might be more of these types of books from you, yes?
Well, I hope so, yes.
Once again, she is Dr. Danielle Milano. Her book is called Skinny is Overrated, The Real Woman's Guide to Health and Happiness at Any Size.